6 minutes past 7. Now, a citywide ban on car cruising could be introduced in Peterborough. A group of councillors tasked with exploring options for dealing with car meets will deliver their report this week. They say although car cruise events themselves are static, they often attract people who drive in an antisocial and sometimes dangerous manner, causing noise and distress for residents. Now, one of their possible solutions is an injunction covering the whole city. They say it could cost up to £50,000 and take a year to put in place. A similar injunction was introduced in Stevenage 2 years ago after 19 people were injured following a car gathering. Julie Stevenson is an independent councillor for Orton Waterville, and Christian Hogg represents Fletton and Stanground for the Lib Dems, and they're both members of the group that's put together this report. Julie, Christian, good morning.
Morning, Dottie.
Good morning.
So just remind me, Julie, where we are with car cruising. What's the issue in Peterborough as it stands?
Yeah, so we're finally getting somewhere. So this has been a problem for at least the past decade, I would say. I'm excited that we're getting somewhere with putting some measures in place that will stop the antisocial behaviour, but frustrated that people who enjoy the peaceful hobby of car cruising are going to lose a hobby that's meaningful for them, and that's down to the people organising those events not communicating with us. So I'm feeling quite mixed about it this morning.
Mm. How serious would you say this is as an issue, Julie?
It is massively serious. It's dangerous. It's dangerous when it's taking place on public roads. So the problem is the car cruises themselves, which are generally peaceful, let's say. It's what happens afterwards. Afterwards, people want to show off their driving skills. They're doing so on open roads. And it's dangerous for anybody who's out on that open road. But also the noise and the smell stops people from sleeping who live nearby. And that can have long-term effects on people's welfare. There's also a huge risk that those people who are part of that community that are messing about with the cars afterwards are bystanders. There's no protection in there for anybody. And those are the people who are getting injured. It's never the drivers. It's always the bystanders. We have to, in conscience, stop this.
Christian, what's your take on how big a challenge this is for Peterborough?
It's a massive problem because it can be like playing whack-a-mole in the fact that, you know, if you find an area where this activity is happening and then do something about it, like they've done in Stapledon Road with the traffic calming, it just transposes somewhere else in the city. And this is why we're looking for the citywide ban.
I mean, the idea of an injunction to ban car cruising across the city. Julie, maybe you can explain just how that would work, first of all.
Yeah, crucially, I mean, money is involved, but ultimately, it doesn't matter how much money you throw at it, it's about cooperation between agencies. So the council and the police and landowners and councillors representing the public is what will make it work. Happens on Saturday. I was down in sort of Knightsbridge, Hammersmith area in London, where there was one in place. They have a bigger problem there involving supercars doing this kind of thing. And it was just wonderful to see it. The police were there, other agencies were there, and there were no problems there. So it may sound heavy-handed, but it's come to that. I'm so frustrated that over the years we've asked the people organising the cruises to talk to us, make it a bit more legitimate, make it safer, and they won't even speak to me. My door remains open for that, but for now, we've got to, for the sake of our residents, we've got to put these measures in place, and I do believe they will work.
So if there was an injunction, Christian, would car meets be outlawed outright, or would it be more the antisocial behaviour associated with them?
What it does do is it gives the police an added tool in which to disperse events very effectively and very quickly, which is not something that is particularly easy for them to do so at the moment. And that essentially is, and it also sends out a message to that community that activity is no longer acceptable in Peterborough.
As I understand it, Julie, often the issue with dispersing car meets has been that the police just don't have the resources, and I don't really see how an injunction would help with that.
Yeah, fortunately, I mean, what's different this time is we have Superintendent Bellaney, who's worked on this in other areas of the country, and he really understands it, and I think that's the big change this time around. Resources don't just have to be police, they can also be council officers, and one of the challenges has been that those council officers who do enforcement don't work in the evenings or don't work at the weekends, so that's something we can look to change as part of this. So it really does need people on the ground to enforce. That's absolutely right, just signage is not going to do it. So we've got the challenge there, but that's all part of the costing that's quoted in the report.
Your report says that, one local authority that's got an injunction like this, they reckoned that the legal fees alone added up to $100,000. Christian, can Peterborough City Council afford that kind of money?
Well, I'm not sure that we can afford not to spend that kind of money. It's very close to, what we spent in just one road trying to deal with this issue in Stapleton Road by using calming measures. If we continue to find out where they are and put more physical conditions in, then that's going to end up with us spending a lot more money than the money that we're now looking at. I think the $50,000 is more the figure that our officers are telling us that this would take to achieve. It may well be that, you know, other councils cost more because they, you know, we were able to look at the work that they've done and basically duplicate it for Peterborough.
Right, and your report also estimates, Julie, that getting an injunction in place, and I guess we should address the fact that you might go to court and ask for an injunction, but you might not get one.
That's right, that's absolutely a possibility. I'd also like to add, we're probably going to apply for grant money for this, so it's not coming out of our local taxpayers' pockets. That's important to understand as well, because I don't have $50,000 in my back pocket, and I know the council doesn't. You know, there may be stumbling blocks in the way, but I've been working on this for 7 years now. I'm not giving up. We're in the best position we've been, and I'm feeling the most optimistic that I've been. Even if our report is kicked into the long grass by the scrutiny committee or the council cabinet, I know myself and Councillor Hogg are not going to give up, and we're going to keep looking for different avenues to get the resource that we need, financial and also having agencies involved, so that we put a stop to this for good, because enough's enough now.
Yeah, I mean, the injunction, suppose you do get one, it could take 12 months or more, depending on court delays. Is there anything shorter term that you're looking at?
There's a couple of things, yeah, that we can put in place pretty much immediately. One is public space protection orders, PSPOs. We've got about three of those, I think, in Peterborough already, where people not complying with the terms, you know, whatever they may be, of the PSPO can receive a fixed penalty notice of £100 and then go to court if they don't pay that. And also something called a community protection notice might be a little less heard of, where the driver will get a warning, and then if they do it again, it's a criminal offence, so they go to court. So those things are cheaper. We can put those in more quickly. But I think we've got to keep our eyes on that bigger goal of that injunction.
Christian, why do you think this has been such a tough nut to crack?
I think the trouble is that you know, the people that specifically the drifting have little regard to the safety of others or in fact the law. And the trouble is they almost see as a challenge that, you know, if they get pushed out from one place, that they will just find somewhere else to go. As I said earlier, it's a bit like playing whack-a-mole at the moment, I think.
Okay, thank you very much for joining me this morning. Councillors Julie Stevenson represents Orton Waterville, and Christian Hogg, who represents Fletton and Stanground, will be